T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you, Dave. I heard you talking about the Encore. What was that? Encore?
Career.
Careers.
Yeah.
And you want to be a screenwriter?
I want to do it again. Yeah, that or write a book, you know, one of the something.
I've already got my Encore career. I've already started it.
Oh, what is that?
I narrate audiobooks. I don't know if you knew that. But,
no, I didn't.
If you audible.com or Amazon, I got like over 50-some-odd audiobooks there that publishers contact me and I narrate them.
That's great.
So
I thought about that, and that might be a good retirement gig.
So I've already got that all set up, do it all from my house, and it's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
So that's what I got going for me. So if you write,
but you still got this gig.
I still got this gig. That's but eventually, you know, this gig will go away, and maybe I'll continue with that one. But if you ever write that book, let me know.
Oh, I will. And then you can read it. I got
exactly.
You. Oh, baby. I got some stories to tell you.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, man.
I only know some of your storied radio career. I'm sure there's a lot more to tell.
Much more.
All right, David. Coming up, we're going to talk about Team Teddy or Team Taysom. It's still got all the fans in a tizzer, especially on Twitter and social media and what they're thinking. We'll talk to NFL analyst Mike Dettillier coming up next and get his report on that. And also, that is our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. We're still asking, do you think who will be the Saints' quarterback after Drew Brees? Is it Bridgewater Hill or somebody else? We'll be right back. It's WWL. And welcome back, 6:15. Todd Manessa's in for Tommy Tucker. And just to let you know, we'll get an update on traffic coming up in a little bit. But there is an accident on the Bonnie Carey Spillway at mile marker 214 westbound. Traffic is backed up, starting to stack up about a mile or so. So be mindful if you're heading that way. If that's the way you got to go, we'll get an update, of course, from our traffic center coming up here in just a few moments. Right now, our WWL NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier joins us again this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Todd. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And we're at this question again. It's still got social media going crazy. I'm sure you and Bobby addressed it yesterday on the Second Guest Show. Taysom Hill and Teddy Bridgewater. Mm-hmm. And a lot of fans seem to be impressed with Taysom Hill. That is our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Who will be the quarterback for the Saints after Drew Brees is what we're asking this time. And the majority say Taysom Hill. Bridgewater second and somebody else is third. Yesterday, you said you thought it's going to be somebody else.
Yeah, I think that guy is still in college.
So he's not anywhere near now. Someone's texting. They say, look, if you're going to use Taysom Hill as your Swiss Army knife, then obviously Teddy Bridgewater has to be your backup.
Well, I think both of them will get an opportunity. The problem with that is, I remember Terry Bradshaw talking about this, about, you know, running quarterbacks. You see, you ever seen an old one in the NFL?
No.
An old running quarterback? Those guys don't last. You know, you just get beat up. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, again, that's just my opinion. But I think the next guy, after Drew Brees, and while I think that Sean Payton wants it to be Teddy Bridgewater, mm-hmm. that guy's still playing in college football today.
Yeah, Teddy fits their scheme with what they do with Drew better than Taysom, correct?
Say that again now?
Teddy fits the current scheme that Payton likes to do better than Taysom Hill.
Yeah, at this stage, there's no question about that. And so, you know, Taysom's got his role on this football team, and you get it because he can do so many different things. But the NFL is a certain brand, and if you decide that you're going to run the football a lot in this league, you find out that that's not healthy for you. You get beat up pretty quickly. And so I think Teddy fits it more, But again, you gotta show more, a little bit more consistency. And the next guy's not going to be Drew Brees. I mean, he's not going to be that type football player. It's going to be a little bit different than what you've seen with Drew. So, again, from what I've seen, both of them have a place in the NFL, Teddy and Taysom. But they're not going to be the long-term answer at quarterback for the Saints.
Is Taysom more like a Cordell Stewart? That he can do all those different things, or was Cordell just a better quarterback?
Cordell could throw the football better. He could throw the football better than what Taysom could. Taysom, not from a running standpoint, he's unique because I haven't seen a guy hit the NFL like that that's got that type power, and yet he's fast. I mean, he can really run with the football extremely well. He's gotten better as a passer. And you can tell he's gotten better. But, again, those erratic moments, because at one time, you know, if you could complete 60% of your passes in the NFL, man, you were considered pretty good. Now today, I mean, they want you to complete 65 or better.
Right.
That's just the way the rules are set up. So, you know, I don't know Teddy. Teddy's not going to be the Teddy would fit more that mold, but but Taysom's not going to complete you those type percentages in a regular season like that. That's not going to be the case.
Do coaches get antsy when you got a quarterback that tends to run first before throw?
They all do, because I live. I live next to one who coached quarterbacks for a long time. He's retired now, but in the NFL. But you know, he would call. He always said about about Taysom that he's a bolter. He runs out of that pocket. And, you know, it's a natural instinct that, okay, if your primary guy's not open, he's just going to – because his instinct is to take off running with it.
Right.
And, yeah, that's scary in the NFL because in a regular NFL game, they'll clock you pretty good. So, yeah, they are concerned when that guy's going to take off running with it.
All right, we're talking to Mike Dettillier, our WWL NFL and college football analyst. I got a lot of texts coming in asking different questions about the Saints besides the quarterbacks and the backups, I should say. We'll ask them to Mike when we come back. Todd Manessa's in for Tommy Tucker here on WWL. And welcome back. Todd Manessa's in for Tommy Tucker. Mike Dettillier is with us. And Mike, got a lot of questions about quarterbacks and also other positions that people are texting in at 870-870. Someone says, first off, do you think Lil Jordan will make this team?
It's going to be tough for him to make it. I do see him as a developmental player, that you could put him on a developmental squad. He's got a lot of competition for basically sort of that final wide receiver spot. So it's going to be tough for him to make that final 53.
Some other folks talking about the quarterback situation. Someone says, can Teddy scramble like Hill?
No, Teddy's a movement guy, but he can't run around like what Taysom can. I mean, you know, that's, and Teddy had a real serious knee injury a few years back. But even before then, he was a bit of a – he was more of a pocket quarterback than what Taysom is. Taysom, man, he got some movement skills. I mean, that's unique, that he can run around that pocket and get around the pocket really, really good. But Teddy's more of a pocket guy, always has been. He did run a little bit at Louisville, but I can't say he was a runner.
Someone else asking, they said, but Hill is built like a tank, so why not run him like a Michael Vick?
Again,
I know you get tired of answering these questions, Mike.
Yeah, because because that's what you've got him in there for. When they run this. Sort of the RPO that they call it today, that run pass option.
Right.
That's what he does extremely well. The part about the pass, it's really been RRO, run option. It's not been the pass part of it. He does run with some power. There's no question about it. But, you know, if you're going to make a living doing that in the NFL, just think about what happened with him in college. Every year he got hurt. And as a reason. Because you're taking some big shots. In the NFL, they got grown men. They want to knock you to tomorrow if you take off running with the football. And he doesn't slide.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants to take you on.
Yeah.
That's the thing that, you know, if you're Sean Payton, you're like, come on, man, take the slide. Don't take that big hit. But, man, you know, he wants to take people on. That's not good for your health.
Someone asking here at 870-870, they're saying, okay, so if it's not either one of these guys, do you see anybody currently in college that the Saints should go after in the next draft?
Oh, well, listen, you know, they won't get a sniff at either one, but Tua Tagovailoa from Alabama, Justin Herbert from Oregon, because most likely those two guys will be the first two picks in the 2020 draft.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you look at that list, people like a Jake Fromm from Georgia, a Shea Patterson from Michigan, a Justin Love from Utah State. They got a whole bunch of guys, and, again, the world's changed. Where a lot of these guys, they come out of college, they get, you know, they sort of ready for the NFL. Where maybe years ago they took a red shirt, didn't play much the first couple, 3 years. Now today, the pressure is to play that young quarterback today because you feel it externally.
Mm-hmm.
The fan wants to see him. Come on, you spend a first-round pick on a quarterback and he's holding the clipboard? Uh-uh. You know, we want to see him play, and there are a lot of college concepts involved now in the pro game. You see it more and more that's being kind of incorporated into the pros. So, but those are some of the players that we're talking at this point that for the 2020 draft. But Tua and Justin Herbert, them two guys, unless you finish 3-13 or 4-12, you ain't getting a sniff of them two.
Someone says Joe Burrow? Question marks.
Joe's an interesting player, and he's a guy that a lot of toughness. He throws the football well, and he's a natural leader. You can tell, and he's going to play in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He won't be a first round pick, but he's going to play in the NFL, and I think he's a guy that is really going to take off this year with that offense. And the receivers they have, I think he's got a chance to be a top 75 pick in 2020.
And I think this final text says it all here, Mike. Is Drew Brees still our starting quarterback? Please stop with all this backup quarterback nonsense.
Yeah, man, I agree with that. I agree with that 1,000%.
Me too.
Because, man, listen, I can remember years back. You know, all the talk was about starting positions and, you know, man, we need help here and there and everywhere else. And I would say the majority of the callers last night, it was all about Taysom Hill and Teddy Bridgewater. So this team's made a lot of strides that we sort of debating or talking or whatever, however you want to put it, on the backup quarterback who may not play.
Right.
It is what it is, but I think that's what preseason's about. You get an opportunity to see these guys because from the standpoint of full-time, knock on wood, Drew Brees has stayed healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since that shoulder injury, man, he's been a guy that you've counted on, so hopefully you get another year like that.
All right, Mike Dottiglia, WWL NFL and college football analyst. Thanks so much for joining us again early this morning.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, Mike, we'll see you. Right now, let's send it over to David Blake in our WWL news. Hey, Dave, have you seen this video of the alligator?
Climbing the fence?
Climbing the fence.
No, I just heard about it. Very descriptive.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you three guesses as to which state it happened in, and the first two don't count.
Florida.
Thank you. A alligator scaled a fence to enter a Navy base in Florida, and they've got a video of him. And
we're under attack.
He's a big, giant gator, and he just walks up to the fence and just starts climbing and gets over it. And everyone's, like, all amazed about, they can climb fences. And I'm like, how do you think they end up in pools in people's backyards that are fenced?
Yeah.
How did they get there?
They get there somehow.
I had a dog that could climb the fence. She would literally just climb the fence and get out. She could go up a ladder and everything else. And
wow, like a chain link type fence?
A chain link fence. Okay. She would get up in the climb the ladder. I was actually on the ladder cleaning the gutters one day, and I turn around and she's right behind me. So
I don't know.
Supposedly that's unusual for a dog to be able to do that.
I would think. And the gator, that's kind of unusual too. But then again,
well, you know,
it's not.
They want to get where they want to go.
They're coming.
Nobody's going to stop them, that's for sure. All right, Dave, thank you so much. Okay, we'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll get to some more of your texts. We'll talk a little bit more about the are you Team Teddy or Team Taysom, if you want to. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about is it time to get out of Afghanistan? The Trump administration is negotiating with the Taliban to strike a deal to get U.S. forces out of there. Do you think it's time we leave? We'll take a break and be right back. Todd Maness is in for Tommy Tucker, and you're listening to WWL. And welcome back. You heard the number 504-260-1870, or you can text us at 870-870. Some of the texts that are coming in talking about our topic, who will be the quarterback for the Saints after Drew Brees. We all know that Drew Brees is the starting quarterback, and people are wondering why we're talking about the backup quarterback. And quite frankly, to me, that's refreshing because as a longtime Saints fan, there's a lot of times we were questioning who should be the quarterback. You know, once we got past Archie Manning, once we got past Bobby Hebert, we had that period where who should be the starting quarterback around here? Now we've got the clear, defined franchise quarterback who is, you know, you can't play forever. I know, although he and Tom Brady are sort of proving that wrong, and they've kept themselves in excellent shape and could probably play for another couple of years, you know at some point they're going to retire and they're not going to be around forever. So that's why this talk has started. And I'm sure to some degree in New England, they're thinking that too, because Tom Brady's 41. At some point, he's got to say enough is enough. Although they all think that they can play forever. They all want to play forever. And every player that has retired will tell you when the next season starts, they've kind of got that itch. They wish they were out there. And it's something hard to break. So these guys are trying to do as best they can, stay as best they can, and they're in great shape. However, inevitably, someone has to replace Drew Brees. And the question is, do you think it's one of the two guys that are currently on the team? That would be Teddy Bridgewater and Taysom Hill. Some of the texts that are coming in at 870-870, someone says, who wants to be a backup? If I can't be the starter, I'd rather be the Swiss Army knife. Taysom plays every week. Teddy walks with a clipboard. Someone else talking about quarterbacks. Remember the Billy Joes? Yes, I remember suffering through the Billy Joes era here. And that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. So the Saints fans that are getting upset, we're talking about backup quarterback and who's going to be the number two. I think it's refreshing because we're not talking about which Billy Joe is going to be the one behind the center this week. Because, quite frankly, neither one of them were a franchise quarterback or of the caliber of a Drew Brees or even Teddy Bridgewater, to be honest. Someone else is asking, obviously, about Joe Burrow. They're happy that what Mike said about him. In the ball that bounced off Teddy, I've never seen a quarterback run the other direction instead of at least trying to chase after the ball. Footballs bounce weird. And if you've ever been in a football game, when the ball bounces, you might think it's heading one way, and you turn that way to go for it. And I'm not defending Teddy Bridgewater or anything, but you go that way thinking it's going to bounce that way, and it bounces the other way. Someone else texting here at 870-870, there is no future here without Drew Brees. I tend to disagree. I think if we've got a decent quarterback, as long as we've got Sean Payton as our head coach, who is a quarterback's coach, I think we can still be a force in the NFL. Right now, I'm glad we got Drew Brees, and I hope he stays around as long as he wants to. And this is not a knock on Drew, and I know some people are taking it that way. This is not a knock on Drew Brees, and this is not saying Drew Brees is washed up and he can't do this and he can't do that. It's not what we're talking about. We haven't seen him yet in the preseason. We've had two preseason games. So the biggest discussion is at the biggest position, which is quarterback. And right now we've seen Teddy and Taysom. And the question is, out of those two, if we go into a season and God forbid something happens to Drew, which one do you think would be the best to come in and take over and play with the ones. Todd Manessa's in for Tommy Tucker. We'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to WWL. And here's a text at 87870. Says, Aaron Rodgers backed up Brett Favre. Steve Young backed up Joe Montana. Point being, get someone in there that Drew can help mold into the position. And we talked about that with Mike Dottiglia yesterday morning, and that's few and far between now. That's not the model in the NFL anymore. The whole Aaron Rodgers situation was basically a fluke. If you remember that draft, Aaron Rodgers was supposed to go in the top 10, and he slid all the way down to, where was it, the 2020s? And he was sitting there, and Green Bay picked him because he was the best player on the board. They still had Brett Favre. They didn't need a quarterback. They didn't need the heir apparent or anything like that. But he had slipped. And it was kind of like the same thing that happened to Dan Marino. Supposedly there was some talk out or some rumors out that got out, and yeah, he fell to 24th that got out, and he kept falling. Teams kept passing on him, or they didn't need a quarterback, and so they got him. You know, Dan Marino fell way down too because there were rumors of that he had done drugs and all this kind of stuff, and none of it was true, and a lot of people suspect that it was the Dolphins that were spreading those rumors to the other teams, hoping that he would fall to him, and he did. And he went on, of course, to have a great career. He didn't win a Super Bowl, but he did have a record-setting career. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. He fell. The Green Bay picked him up. So he sat behind Brett Favre. I don't know if he really learned anything from Brett Favre because their style of play is completely different. So, again, Steve Young, another situation. Everyone seems to forget Steve Young was originally drafted. He avoided the NFL draft and went into the USFL because he didn't want to play for Tampa Bay. That's who drafted him. So he played for the Los Angeles Express in the USFL for a couple of years. When that folded, he finally did go play with Tampa Bay because they had the rights for him. And if you look online, you can find that footage. And Steve Young was not a good quarterback with Tampa Bay because he didn't have an offensive line. He didn't have anything. He was scrambling for his life and getting hit. So Tampa traded him to San Francisco to be their backup, and the rest is history. So it doesn't always happen that way. It's very rare, and we said this yesterday, it's very rare that the guy in the number two slot in the modern-day NFL takes over as the main guy. It just doesn't happen anymore. Back in the day, it used to. Remember when Staubach retired? And Danny White took over and played very well. But those days are kind of gone now. We don't have that in the NFL. And, you know, so that's why people are asking, do you think, because Teddy Bridgewater was a first-round draft pick, he is a good quarterback, or he was before he got injured, but he's still a good quarterback. He hasn't really played that much with the ones to see what we've got. And when you start evaluating things on preseason, remember, Taysom Hill is playing against second and third string guys when he's in there. And this is a guy who has played in NFL games, and we've seen what he's done against ones when he's running. Imagine how great he is running against the third-string guys and how accurate he could be with the passing on the, against the third-string defense. So you got to kind of put everything in perspective. But it's ultimately going to come down to what Coach Sean Payton thinks. And he is the one that's going to finally evaluate that. Him and quarterbacks coach Joe Lombardi, they're the ones that are going to evaluate all of this and figure out who is the number two guy. And is it is one of them going to succeed Breeze eventually? Maybe. If not, there are still lots of options out there in the college and the NFL draft. And that's what Mike Dottiglia seems to think, that the guy is not on the team yet. And that is in no way, as some people are texting, disrespectful to Teddy Bridgewater or to Taysom Hill. It's just the facts of the modern-day NFL. All right, when we coming back, we're going to shift gears and talk a little politics. The Trump administration is negotiating with the Taliban to strike a deal to withdraw U.S. forces from Afghanistan. Is it time to leave? And if we do leave and make a deal with the Taliban to get out, is that a victory or a loss for the United States? How do you view it? We'll talk to David Schnauzer, from director of the Triangle Center on Terrorism and Homeland Security at Duke, when we return here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.